In our next set of news items, a former factory worker comes face to face with her picture in a city exhibition. We have some foodie stories, but we start with one about Delia Smith. Delia Smith has had the power to clear shelves through her recommendations, but now the culinary queen is helping a city social supermarket feed families in need. The cookery legend joined the St Giles Trust at St Saviour's Church in Magdalen Street, the charity's East of England base, where it offers healthy food, shopping services, and a community hub. Layla Jones, pantry coordinator and support worker, joked she didn't dare make any cakes for the occasion, as that would be far too terrifying. She added, "I was really excited to showcase what we are doing. It was a chance to raise our flag and show people what we do behind these doors." The visit was organised by the Norfolk Community Foundation, founders of the Nourishing Norfolk initiative, of which Delia is a massive supporter. Since it opened in February 2023, the pantry has saved 8 tonnes of food from landfill, had over 1,000 visits, and helped over 500 vulnerable adults and children. On average, the pantry will provide 35 to 40 weekly shops for people who need their services.
She is the unexpected star of an exhibition at Norwich Castle, making a dream come true for the organisers. Taking pride of place in the display of magnificent photographs by Walter and Rita Nurnberg, taken at three large city factories in the 1940s and 50s, is one of a young woman working at Mackintosh Cayley in 1958. It captured the flavour of the life in the big city factory so well, it was enlarged to take centre stage on one of the walls, surrounded by dozens of other pictures, which made up the wonderful exhibition. The photograph was one we used in our story about the exhibition, and family members recognised the woman concentrating so hard on making marzipan forays. Cousin Leon Carrara visited the exhibition with his daughter Mia, and they were delighted to see Margaret at work all those years ago. Within days, Margaret, now aged 90 and living at Poringland, was the guest of honour at the exhibition, looking at herself pictured hand-dipping the treats. "I remember the photograph being taken," she smiled. "He gave me a copy." Norwich-born Margaret worked at Bally's before moving to the chocolate factory and then became secretary in the architect's department at Norfolk County Council.
A Norfolk comedian and actor has been announced as a contestant on the forthcoming series of The Great Celebrity Bake Off for Stand Up to Cancer. The spin-off of the hit Channel 4 competition show sees famous faces battle it out in the kitchen, with viewers encouraged to donate to the charity. Over the course of 5 episodes, presenters Alison Hammond and Noel Fielding will welcome 20 celebrities to the famous tent. At the end of each episode, one winner will be chosen by judges Paul Hollywood and Prue Leith. One of the celebs announced for the 2024 series is Munya Chawawa, who was born in Derby and then spent his early years in Zimbabwe. He then moved back to England to the village of Framingham Pigott in Norfolk, aged 11. He studied at Notre Dame High School in Norwich before going to the University of Sheffield. The 31-year-old rose to fame for his comedy skits on social media, and he has featured on various TV programmes, including Taskmaster, and the documentary How to Survive a Dictator with Munya Chawawa. Other celebrities announced include Danny Dyer, Mel B, and Jodie Whittaker. The Great Celebrity Bake Off for Stand Up to Cancer – will air on Channel 4 later this year.
Much-loved Norwich comedy character Alan Partridge, played by Steve Coogan, is returning for a new BBC series. And Did Those Feet with Alan Partridge follows the broadcaster as he reintegrates into life into Britain after a year working in Saudi Arabia. However, he soon realises that the happiness he thought he would feel at being back in Norwich just hasn't materialised. He sets off on a quest to understand his funk and to share what he learns with the nation. Over 6 episodes, he explores the areas of our lives that play a part in keeping us funk-free, from relationships to the importance of nature. And Did Those Feet with Alan Partridge is a Baby Cow production for BBC One and BBC One iPlayer, written by Steve Coogan, Neil Gibbons and Rob Gibbons. Sarah Monteith, Baby Cow CEO, said, "We are delighted that Alan is back from Saudi Arabia with his appetite for broadcasting undiminished." And Did Those Feet with Alan Partridge promises to be exactly the sort of uncompromising state-of-the-nation piece that the country needs almost as much as he does.
Do you think you could take on this monster hot dog by yourself? That's the question we asked one of our team after learning a city centre food van claimed it sells the largest hot dog in Norfolk. Destiny's Dough, owned by couple Gareth Dunthorne and Holly Sharman, is located under the flyover in Magdalen Street. The company's latest crown jewel of its menu is a 1.6-foot long hot dog called the Big Bad Boys Hot Dog. Gareth, who previously owned Destiny's Donuts, said, "We've been up and running here since last January and introduced the hot dog in the week beginning the 29th of January this year. It's already popular here. People love it. And we get our regulars like traders coming back and some of the shops too. People don't have a lot of money to spend at the moment, so for a fiver, this can easily be shared and fill you up. The produce is from Fiddy's Butchers, and the rolls are freshly baked from the Krusty Corner Bakery. We wanted to do quality food at a cheap price. No one in Norwich or Norfolk does a larger hot dog. As well as the giant hot dog, Destiny's Dough also sells 6 to 12 ounce cheeseburgers, as well as bacon baps with egg and or mushrooms."
Our first feature today is being read by Sam Elmhurst and is about boosting our health.